It isn't what we say or think that defines us, but what we do. Jane Austen. This is the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast. Hey guys, welcome to episode 13. A couple weeks ago, I did a short podcast episode on social media, influencer culture, and my own struggles with the social media world. I got some awesome feedback, so thanks to everyone who reached out and said nice things. I appreciate you. And if you haven't had a chance to listen yet, make sure you go look at episode 11, where I discuss all things social media and the underbelly of the social world. You can find it on our website at whatwedo.live or anywhere you find podcasts. So because of the positive reaction from that episode, I thought I'd tackle another subject I've been thinking about lately that definitely pertains to my life and I'm sure pertains to many of yours, and that is the hustle. A lot of you might be familiar with this feeling or term or concept. It is completely driven by your own self-motivation, self-determination, and work ethic. Those of you that don't have a 9-to-5 job and work for yourselves, or you have a 9-to-5 but you also have a side hustle, or you're in school but you have a million things going on outside of that, you'll know what I mean. The hustle lifestyle to me goes something like this. When you come home from a long day of work and at 5 p.m., your second work day begins. You don't have weekends because your work is 8 days a week. And you work through breakfast, lunch, and sometimes dinner. You miss your favorite shows on primetime TV. You catch up on The Bachelor while you're getting ready in the morning or brushing your teeth. You keep up with your friends with phone calls while you're driving in the car, because texting takes forever and who has time for that? And you fill any other car dead space with informative podcasts so you can be up to date on all the latest and greatest thoughts and events. You get to do awesome stuff. You get to make your own decisions. You get to control how your days go, and you don't have a boss. But you also have to do the dirty work, the outreach, the finances, the follow-up, and stay consistent in whatever your hustle is. Whether it's a lifestyle blog, a podcast, a social media branding company, an Etsy shop, being a coach, a freelancer, a dance teacher, a graphic designer, a writer, a journalist, or a million other things, we all feel this, and we can all relate that our goals often seem like far-off dreams with no light at the end of the tunnel. Most of us probably own clever shirts that say eat, dream, hustle, repeat, or something of that nature. We are idealists. We believe we can make the world a better place. And most importantly, we know how to put blinders on, put our heads down, and do hard work. Now, in the tech industry, the hustle is in fact extremely rewarded. It is believed that the harder you work, the more likely you will succeed and outlast your competition in a cutthroat startup-y world. It's also more of a lifestyle than an actual work ethic, at least in my opinion. You're playing into the grinding work life at some companies that believe to fit in, you have to outlast the competition. It is cutthroat and it is grueling. And it's interesting because with tech and startups, it seems like you're either at this crazy cutthroat environment or you're rolling into work at 10 a.m. in a flannel, sweatpants, and flip-flops. So pick your poison. But that cutthroat mentality related to the hustle can be found across many industries, and it's led to some pretty awful things: suicide, crimes, nervous breakdowns, you name it. The hustle can be your best friend, or it can lead to disaster. So let's talk about that. Yes, I think you should work hard and that nothing comes easy. You should wake up early, put the long hours in, and not complain if things don't happen because it's all in your power. But I don't think you should ever be killing yourself to the point where your hair is falling out and you've left yourself no time to get proper nutrition and exercise. Many of us have heard the saying that when your personal life starts to fall apart, you generally are doing very well at work. I would wonder, why does that have to be the case? Why can't we maintain a sense of positivity in our work life? Now, this is much easier said than done, and I myself have let personal relationships suffer due to being stressed or stretched thin beyond my capabilities. But does it have to be this way at all times as a lifestyle? I would argue not, and here's why. If you're doing something you truly love, the hustle makes you happy. Endorphins make you happy. Name that movie. Anyone? Legally Blonde? Reese Witherspoon? Okay. Anyway, the hustle makes you happy and feeds into your positive lifestyle, which allows you to interact positively with your friends and family. So make sure you love what you're doing and it is the right lifestyle for you. At the end of the day, what do you have to show for yourself if you're enjoying all of your success alone? We have limited time on earth, so make sure you're not just working your life away to an unknown end, but that there is a clear goal in mind, a purpose, and possibly an individual or individuals to share it with. On the flip side of that, just because you know what your hustle is today doesn't mean it can't change tomorrow. This week is Children's Hospitals Week. As some of you might know, I work for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals as a director of community engagement, and I'm so excited to share with everyone what's happening this week and how you can help remind the world of the vital role children's hospitals play in our community. Number one, you can give to your local children's hospital. Number two, you can wear and share a bandage to show your support. So just get any old Band-Aid and write your name on it or write the name of a kid that you love and put it on there. And if somebody asks you, why are you wearing that Band-Aid? You can say, well, I'm supporting Children's Hospitals Week. And number three, you can watch the Live-A-Thon on March 7th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Facebook Live on the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's Facebook page, and get in on the action, see all the exciting people that will be there supporting the cause, and donate, 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 and share with hashtag Children's Hospitals Week. Thanks, guys. For me personally, my hustle has undergone so many changes over the past 4 years. Right out of college, my hustle was studying for the LSAT, applying to law schools, and preparing to compete for Miss New York, while simultaneously working long shifts at a Hillstone restaurant in New York City and figuring out how to pay rent in Manhattan. Every day was a grind. I was up and out of the door around 6:30 a.m. to get my 6 to 12 hours of studying in, working out, cooking meals, and on nights after a long shift, I would come home to watch documentaries, practice my walking patterns, and talking to myself for the interview competition. It pretty much never stopped. As Miss New York itself, I didn't have someone that scheduled my life. I didn't have someone that reached out on my behalf to pitch me to events. And I went through a lot of turmoil in prep for the road to Miss America. It was a grind every second of every day between winning Miss New York and actually getting to Miss America. I would reach out to events pretending to be my own tour manager. My name was Lisa, to get myself booked. Lisa was excellent at negotiating my appearance fee. I sought out sponsors myself outside of the already established Miss New York sponsors to get wardrobe and support for Miss America. I planned events, appearances, and I was also still working in a restaurant. A lot of people, you know who you are, helped me so much during this time. So definitely don't be afraid to reach out and ask people for help. If you use your network, they will help you because they love you. And it's wonderful to be surrounded by the inner circle that just wants to see you succeed. And I definitely had that. I don't know how I would have gotten through it without it. So thanks to all of you. You know who you are. Being Miss America itself is a hustle. So I don't need to go too much into that. So we'll just leave that one there because you've heard me talk about it enough probably. But after Miss America, when I decided I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore and moved to LA, I met a hustle like I'd never met before. I started zigzagging across LA in my Mini Cooper, going from meeting to audition to classes to meetings to the airport to travel on my speaking tour, pursue entertainment hosting, play in golf tournaments. And I also took a position with Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. That all has mostly not slowed down. In fact, I've now added this podcast to my life and there's a lot of other stuff in the works, but I love every second of it. I think if I had a 9-to-5 job, I would suffer greatly because that's not my personality. It's not where my goals are. I thrive on the hustle, but you know, I try and balance my life with workouts at places like Barry's Bootcamp or Core Power Yoga because it allows you to pack 1 hour with exercise and makes you feel good about yourself, even though you might not have too much time. I try to eat healthy, but I also think ranch dressing is a food group, so there's not much you can do with that. And I do love a good glass of wine at the end of the day. So that is my reality. But no, if you have a hustle, that nothing will happen with it unless you will it to be so and put the work in. Just make sure you're not doing that work at the expense of your health and happiness. Take a second and breathe. You are crushing it. And I guarantee you are doing more and working harder than most of your friends, so your little type A personality can relax and enjoy. In the end, I think if we're striving for something great, we are hustling because we love it and we can maintain some sort of work-life balance. We're doing just fine. We are extremely hard on ourselves. Like I said last week, comparison is the devil, and we do that a lot. We constantly look around ourselves and think, why does she have that opportunity? Why is she doing that? Why is that person getting to do that? Why is that not me? Well, you know what? They are hustling and you should be doing the same. But what you're doing is just as good as the person next to you, if not better. Remember that. I think we should all give ourselves a little more credit. And if our dreams change or something doesn't work out, so be it. You and your hustle will find something else to focus on, inevitably, because that's what you do. Thanks for listening. Tune in every Tuesday for the latest episode of the What We Do by Kira Kazantsev podcast. Follow at Kira Kazantsev on all social for podcast updates, or go to whatwedo.live or whatwedopodcast.com for our blog, photos, bonus content, and info. Questions? Email us at info@whatwedo.live. See you next week. What We Do by Kira Kazantsev is mixed and mastered by Resonate Recordings. Interested in starting your own podcast? As a What We Do listener, you can go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free. Just let them know we sent you. If you have a podcast or are considering starting one, I can't recommend them enough. They are amazing audio engineers that understand podcasting like no one else. Go to resonaterecordings.com to get your first episode produced for free today.